So starting with Ezra Hashem, Nazir, Taf, Nunhei, and we were in the middle of a sugya. We had gone to the second Mishnah, really the third Mishnah in Parak Kohen Gadol, but going all the way back to Daf Mem Tes, we had a Mishnah there that was discussing the idea that when it comes to Nazir, even though we know, Hayam Rishon Yiplu, that a Nazir Tame, the dinim of a Nazir Tame, is only Tumas Meis, but what we learned was it's not all Tumas Meis, it's limited. There's a higher bar for Tuma in order to fit into the category of a Nazir Tame. And then we had the Mishnah that we started on Amun Aleph, Nundalat Amun Aleph, that discussed the flip side of that. So the Mishnah on Mem Tes discussed, here are the Tumas Meis that a Nazir would be Megaleach, and here, now we're discussing what is a Tumas Meis that a Nazir would not be Megaleach. In the Tumas Meis that a Nazir would not be Megaleach, so we were middle discussing the fourth one, which was Eretz Ha'amim. And the Gemara discussed, when it comes to Eretz Ha'amim, meaning the idea that in Chutz La'aretz there's a Tumah, and we wanted to know what is the reason for the Tumah in Eretz Ha'amim. We asked the Shaila, we tried to bring a Raya from our Mishnah, we were unable to, and that's where we ended up, and we're going to start from the first word on Daf Nun Hei, Lema Ketanoi. So again, these two studim of the Shaila, the fact that there is a Tumah in Chutz La'aretz, now it's for sure a Din Derabanan. The question was, or the Shaila was, is it Mishama Vira? Is it the ear of the heir of Chutz La'aretz that the Rabbanon were Gezer and were Metama? Or is it Mishum Gusha? Is it because of the ground? And really, the way we understood it, based on the Rishonim on Nundalat Amud Beis, was it essentially was a Shaila. Avira would be much lighter. Essentially, Avira was that the Chachamim created a Gezerah saying that if you go to Chutz La'aretz, because they didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael, so they were Gezer a Tumah Midrabanon. But there's not any mamashas to it. There's not any real sveika. It's just that Rabbanon went ahead and created the Gezerah. So therefore, it wouldn't be mastaber that we would throw on you all of the dinim of a full Tumas Meis, the Hainu Hazah, Gimel, and Zion. Or is it because of Gusha, which means the ground? Meaning within the ground, the way the different Rishonim learned it, that there's a chashash, either the Goyim don't bury their dead in a organized cemetery, or because of the Mesei Mabel. The point is, you have all these Etzem Kisa'ira, it's a real Tumas Maga issue. You might touch a bone that's the size of an Etzem Kisa'ira, and like we saw back on Nundalat Amud Aleph, it all kind of connects when we learned the Dinim of Negea by the Afer, the Mei Chatos, so we had a Riboy to say that Oy Bekaver, Amar Yishakur, Zekaver Shilofnei HaDibar. So we see that the bones of the Gaim are also Matama. So again, in Chutz La'aretz, it could be bones of Gaim. So with the Rabbanon Geyser, Misveika, Misafik, was that the Gezerah over here that Misafik, you might touch it. So that's the Sadam. The Shaila isn't Misham Avira or Misham Gusha, meaning is it almost like a penalty because you left that the Rabbanon were Geyser Tumah, or is there a real concern that you're going to touch, Etzem Kisaira, the shear that would be Matama you. So Lema Ketanai. We start at the beginning. So let's say that the Tut Stadim of the Shaila isn't Mishma Avira, or Gusha is like the following Machlagis Tanayim. Hanichnes La'aretz Ha'amim, if somebody goes into Chutz La'aretz B'shita Tevel Migdal, so you go in some sort of box, Rebbe Mitama, Rebbe Yesi, Rebbe Yehuda Mitair. So we have a Machlagis whether or not you're going to be Tame. My Lav, Rebbe Savar Mishma Avira. Rebbe, who holds that you're going to be Tame, even though you're inside a box. Now, we're assuming the box over here is open. It's different than other boxes that we've had, but we're assuming the box is open. So the point is, if you're not on the ground, you're being carried in some sort of box, and therefore, if we say you are Tame, it's because Avira is Metama. So my love, Rebbe Sever Mishum Avira, Rebbe Yesi, Rebbe Yehuda Sever Mishum Gusha, you're in a box, so you never stepped foot onto the land of Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, you're going to be Tahar. So that's, maybe we could say it's the Tut Stadim of the Shaila of is the Tumas Eretz Ha'amim Misham Avira Misham Gusha would be totally in this Machlekes Rebbe and Rebbe Yesi Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara says no. Like, you can't say that the Stadim of the Shaila is dependent on Machlekes Tanaim. Like, the Kulei Alma Misham Gusha. Maybe we could say that everybody holds what's the real Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. It's real. It's Gusha. We're concerned that there's bones that are Etzem Kesaira that you might touch. Now, if so, why is there a machlekes over here if you're in a Shita Tevel Migdal? Mar Savar Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. This is a different din in regards to what we call a disposable oil. Specifically, you're talking about a big box that it's essentially a kli. It's outside of the parameters of a kli. That's the way the Mefarshim explained it. So it's more than the 40 sa. Now the question is it going to be an oil or not? So Mar Savar Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says, yeah, even though it's a transportable, it's a box, it's a transportable oil, it's going to be considered an oil. Again, really, the concern is Gusha. You're sitting in the box, and the box is sitting on the ground. So the answer is you're not touching the ground. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it's called an oil. So you have separation between the ground and you. And therefore, that's why, again, it's really Mishum Gusha. It's nothing to do with the Avir. And that's why Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be Tar. We're not concerned because you are sitting in an oil. You have separation between the Gush, which is the concern, and you. Mar Sava, Rabbi says, Loishmei oil. It's not an oil. So it's like you're on the ground. And therefore, so you're not protected from the Tumah. And again, the point is that we can't say that the Machlekes Tanaim here is dependent on the Tut Stalim of the Shaila. What is the Tumas Eretz Amim? Is it Avir or Gusha? So the Gemara now, the way we're going to be Gerus, this will go with the Rashi Mefarish, or also the first Mahalakha Tesis, to which the Gemara is now going to ask Akasha. V'hatanya, how could you tell me that Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, the reason he says you're Tahar is because the whole concern of Eretz Amim is Gush. You're tar because you're sitting in this shaded table migdal, which is an oil zarek. It's a disposable oil. It's a disposable oil, but it creates separation. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda holds it's considered an effective separation. But Tanya, that's what we're going to come to ask. How could Rabbi Yosi Yehuda tell me it's a? How could you Tanya and Rabbi Yosi Yehuda it's an effective separation? Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Aimer Teva Shahiya Malaya Kalim. Let's say you had a box that was filled with kalim vizarka al panei hames. And ba'oil. And you threw your inside an oil, so you have kalim are in the box, and you throw it over the mace. So now, Tamea. Okay, it's going to be Tame. Okay, so again, this is Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Says, if you throw it, you throw the box full of Kalim over a mace, it's going to be Tame, which means Kalim are in the box. The Kalim inside the box are going to be Tame. What do we see? An oil Zaruk is Lav Shmei oil. It's not considered an effective separation. So how are you telling me that the Machoikis Tanayim over here is talking about where you're sitting in a box that's lying on the ground? But if it's munachas, meaning if it's lying on top of the dead person, then it would be an effective separation. And the way we explain it is that when an oil zarek is only when it's in movement. But if it's sitting, then it becomes an oil kavua. So whatever these kalim are in, dependence, if it's in transition, so then we consider an oil zarek. If it's actually resting, then we're going to consider it a real fixed oil, and then it would, of course, be an effective separation. So, but the point is, you're telling me the machlekes over here is oil zarek shmei arek oil or not? The guy's coming in, shade the table migdol. He's being carried in a box through Eretz Amim. And according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, we see he's in transition. An oil in transition, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, is not effective separation. So why would you tell me that's shot in the Mishnah that it's really mishum gusha? And Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says oil zarek shmei oil. Okay, so it's shver. So Ella, you have to say the kulei alma mishum avira. Let's try the other side. Really, that the Tumas Eretz Amim is Mishum Avira. It's not Mishum Gusha. Umar Savar, that would be Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Kivan Doloi Shchicha Legaz Berabban. It's a Shchiach Din. Meaning it's not normal to be carried in a box into as you travel. They don't usually pack your things in a trunk, not you in a trunk. So it's not normal to be carried in a box. And therefore, again, since this is all a Gezera, Avira, we understand the Rabbanon were Geyser, that the Avir, the air, of Chutz La'aretz is Matama because they didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael. And they were only geyser in a situation that's shchiach. So again, kima d'lo shchicha le'gaz b'rabbanon, umar savar afal gav d'lo shchicha gaz b'rabbanon. And this v'atanya would be a b'nichusa, right? V'atanya, tako, we see that only when you're going to Chutz La'aretz in a normal method with Rabbanon geyser. V'atanya, nechnas la'aretz ha'amim, if you go to Chutz La'aretz b'shei d'tevu migdal in some sort of box, Tahar, you're going to be Tahar. However, contrast that with another form of a box meant for travel, Bikroin, Bisvino, Ubiskaria, okay, which is a wagon, a boat, which is also a form of a box, but it's meant for transporting people, Ubiskaria. So that would be like the mast of the ship had this. Okay, it's some sort of lookout point to the ship. But the point is, it's a box-like shape, but it's meant for transporting people, so that Rabbanon were geyser. Okay, you're going to be Tameh. Okay, so we taka see that is the machlokes. Were the Rabbanon only geyser, this Tumas Eretz Amim, when you're going out in the normal way or not? The bayis ema, okay? Or you could taka go back and say, then no, really, what are we talking about? The whole machlokes in your Yerbesi Rabbi Huda Rebbe is Mishum Gusha. I could say Gusha. And everybody's going to hold Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. Okay, so what's the whole machlekes? Again, so you're sitting in a box. You're on the, let's just say, you're on the ground of Chutz La'aretz. You're sitting in a box. So according to everybody, the Tumah is Mishum Gusha, which is the ground, and you're in a box, so you should be protected because Oil Zarek Shmei Oil. So what's the whole machlekes? Why would Rebbe hold that you're Tameh? It's a gzera, whether we're concerned that you might be yotzi, you might be out of this box, you might be mitzi yoreshiv ruba, meaning roiv of yourself, which would be matama. Okay, but Tanya, this would also be a bini chusu. We talk asur basically behuda emer hanichnas laaretz ha'amim b'shedet tevo. Megdal, if a person goes to chutz laaretz in a box, you're going to be tar when ad sheyotzi l'sham reisha ruba. So we see that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that until you violate, meaning you step out of the box, you're going to be tahar, which tells us that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda is not going to be geyser. And again, so the third way. Now, if so, and the Mefarish points this out over here, we're going to have a problem. Because we just said, this third side of the Gemara is that everybody holds it's Mishum Gush. And everybody holds that the Tumas of the Eretz Amim is Mishum Gush. And everybody holds that an Oyel Zorak is Shmei Oyel. Now, that was our first answer, right? Our first answer was everybody holds Mishum Gusha, and the whole Machlekes, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, is Oyel Zarek Shmei Oyel or not. According to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, it's an Oyel, and according to Rabbi, it's not. That was the first answer of the Gemara. And what was the Kasha there? We said, what do you mean? We had the case where you had a box flying over a dead person, and the Kalim in the box are going to be Tamei, according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. So we see Oyel Zarek is not Shmei Oyel. So here, the Mefarish answers that Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda would agree, because what's happening over here, and we're really, it's transitioning the way we understand it. There is another mahalach in the Rishonim on the first who came to the Gemara that doesn't learn it as a kasha, but learns the Balatanya as a statement as well. But just to answer it simply, what was the case? The case was a box was traveling over a mace. We said, im hayam munachas, it would be tahar. Because, again, an oil zarek can take on different forms based on what state it's in. So if it's in transition, if it's being thrown, so then we're going to say it's an oil zarek, and then basically Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold it's not effective at providing protection from tumah. It's not going to be considered an oil that's going to be masik the tumah, and therefore you're going to have a problem because it's in transition, it's being thrown. But if it's munachas, like we saw in that brisa, if it's actually sitting on the mace, then it's sitting, so now it's a fixed oil. So too over here, what are we saying now? You came into Eretz Amim, you came in a box, and the box is sitting on the ground. We're saying, B'ibay yisema, really it's Mishum Gusha. The ground is a real concern of Tumas Maga, but you're in a box. You're in an oil zarek. But oil zarek, shmei oil. And what's the whole machlokes? Again, it's fixed. So when it's fixed, even Rabbi Yosi Behuda is going to agree that it is considered an effective protection. And therefore,
you're never ever going to move, though.
Huh?
He's assuming that you're never moving.
Well, no, while it's fixed. What we're saying is that an oil zarek could be an oil and not an oil, depending on what state it's in. If it's in a fixed state, meaning it's munachas, like the Brisa really said, if you actually take a second look at the Brisa, then it's actually shver. What was the kasha in the first place? Hayu munachas, if it's fixed, it's sitting. Then we'll say, that's the old, Reisu Rehuda holds that oil, zarek, shmei oil, when it's fixed.
Okay, but with Sias, how are you going nichnas,
yeah,
amin, while it's fixed? Yeah. It's got to be moving.
No, you got there, and now you're sitting there.
You crossed over.
Right, I understand. But now you're sitting there. Now you're sitting in a box in Eretz Amim. Fixed.
So he's already coming because he was moving.
So now we're saying it's an... Oh, well, one second. You're saying while you're moving.
To get in first.
No, they say it's talking about that the box was on the border of
Eretz Amim. It's on the border of Eretz Amim.
You had to move for at least 4 seconds to get
right.
in.
Right. Okay. You have to come up with some sort of answer like that. Right.
The Mepharshim say that. Yeah. Otherwise, nothing makes sense in the Gemara. Because you always were first in Eretz
Amim. Well, we're trans...
There was a time when you were
from... Or you came in something which would be more fixed.
He was born...
You came in something that would be more fixed, crying, right? We had examples like that. And then you walked into this box as you walked into Eretz Amim that was sitting in Eretz Amim. But either way, that's a technical detail of how you accomplish that. He was born in the box. Okay. Or born in the box. Fine. Okay, let's move on to the... So we're not pushing at the Shiloh over here. It could be either way based on the answer of the Gemara. Again, what is the Tumas Eretz Amim? We know it's a Tumas Rabbanon. Is it Mishum Avira, which means it was almost like punitive because you went to Chutz Laaretz, you weren't supposed to, the Rabbanon? Or is it Mishum Gush, meaning the way we understood that was that it's real, that there is a real concern that you're touching Etzim Kisaira, Tumas Maga? What would be the difference, at least according to the way the Gemara took it on Nundal and Mabez, it seemed like if it's Mishum Gush, it would be more mistaber that you would do a Hazal Gimel Zayin. If it's Mishum Avira, then we have to say that in the Mishnah, like we said yesterday, when the Mishnah said, Umaze, that Al Elu, ain't a nazir megalech umazir b'shish b'shvi. It is considered tumas ames, okay? But a nazir would not be megalech. But you are going to be mazir shishi. You do require the normal hazah of gimel and zayin. Okay. Then what was the final case that we talked about? The Mishnah had a whole list of things there. Nazir, we're not megalech. So we discussed the case of metzairah. So let's just quickly rehash. When we talked about metzairah, the Mishnah brought in the three stages of metzairah. We have out of order, but it's we may sefarai, we may gemarai. That's the counting. Okay, it's really the Mishnah attacks it backwards. We may sefarai, we may gemarai. Sefarai are the days after you've already been cured from the nega, but you have in between. Once you're cured from the nega, you do a tagachas, and then you wait 7 days, and then you do another tagachas, shaving again. Okay, so that's yimei sefarai. The yimei gemarai is yimei chalutai. That's when the nazir's actually tamei. Okay, but and then we addressed that the yimei hesgerai at the end of the Mishnah. Now in between we said the ein aseser is hakoidmin umaschol amayna miyad. So we know that the days that a metzora has the taras, he's a muchlat, and the days afterwards while he's going through the tara. So that's considered. Those days don't count towards your count of Naziris, that you took on for Naziris, your commitment of Naziris, the days. However, you can just pause. They're not Seisar like regular Tumma, even though Metzairah Chashav Kemes, it's not Seisar, it's not considered.
Disqualify the first day that he was already a Nazir.
So it doesn't disqualify. You just pause once you become Tummy and you can no longer count those
more
days.
Cases?
Huh?
In more cases?
In, what do
more
you mean?
Cases where you meet. All cases of Mitzvah?
Well, again, you have a Nazir who became a Mitzvah. So once he becomes a Mitzvah, so those days, the days that he is Tameh, and the days where he's going through the Tara after he's Tameh, those don't count. So let's say you took on a Nazir, okay, a simple case. Let's say before we get to Machlekes, this will blow it up, but let's say you took on a Nazir of 100 days, you're 30 days in, and all of a sudden you discover that you're a Mitzvah, so you stop your count for the days where you're Tameh. And then once you get your second Tagachas after the Yimei Tara, then you resume your count. You pick up, even though it could be 3 weeks later, you're going to pick up with day 31. Okay, that's where you're up to, so you pick up counting. Now, before a Metzora becomes a Metzora, there's a period, Yimei Hesker, okay, that is quarantine. Now, what's interesting, the Mishnah here says, Yimei Hesker Shel Metzora, Hare Elu Olamoy. And we said, the way at least Rashi explained it was, the MS Amru is at the end of the Mishnah, that even though there's basically, and in discussing this, there's three categories of Tuma, the way we're listing it in our Mishnah. There's Nazirus, a Nazir Tameh, which we spent the last week or so discussing what is a Nazir Tameh. And that we know, the Pasuk says, Yamim Rishayim Yiplu. That will cancel out any days of your Nazirus. You have to restart the whole thing. Day 7, day 8, but you have to restart after you go through the process of a Nazirus Tameh. Then there's this concept of Mitzora when he's Tameh, which says it doesn't cancel what you already did, but you have to stop your Naziris. And then there's a third category that our Mishnah lists, which is the MS Amru, Zav, Zava, Yimei Hesgeroi Shel Metzora, the quarantine period. Those Tumas, you could actually count, even though you're Tameh, it's not going to, you don't have to stop counting as Nazir. Now, Tosfos does issue one caveat, what's Yimei Hesgeroi Shel Nazir? Again, that we know a Metzora, we're talking about a Nazir, so he's a Nazir who all of a sudden he has a nega, shows up on his skin. He goes to the Kayin and he says, Kanega nera li babayas, or that's in the house, or it shows up on his skin. But he goes and he says that I have some sort of nega. And the Kayin will go ahead, and what's the first step? We quarantine him. We put him for a week. We wait another week. We see if after the first week it was Keha nega, or it's Amad. If it's Keha, then we're done. If it's Amad a nega, then we keep him for another week. If it grew, we keep him for another week. So there's a two-week period when you talk about nega on the skin, the bias, it could be 3 weeks, but there's a two-week period potentially of quarantine. You may have scary. Now, let's say there's three possibilities after you may have scary. Either the nega went away, or was Keha, it got lightened, or the nega was Amad, it didn't grow. In either one of those situations, you're done. You're not going to be considered a Metzora. But you still have to go through Tara. There is Ein Bein, where we have the Ein Beins in Megillah. We discussed that the Ein Bein, the only difference between a Metzora Muzgar and a Metzora Mukhlat is Prima Ufria.
Even if it wasn't declared a Tameh, a Metzora?
Exactly. So even just by going into quarantine, that you become Tameh, and you're going to have to go through the Tara process of a Metzora. However, says our Mishnah, it's going to be in the category of things that the Yimei Hesker will not pause your Naziris. You don't have to stop your Naziris. Pause it and count those days. Yimei Hesker, you can count. They're oil like Yimei Zav and Zava. You can count the days that you, those 14 days, potentially, you're in quarantine, can count towards your Naziris.
You don't have to shave.
Well, you do have to shave. That's what I'm saying. Even though you're going to have to go through a regular mitzvah tahara at the end, it still doesn't count because you weren't actually tummy as a mitzvah. It's the din of a tumah of a mitzvah which says that cancels out or that stops you. You can't have a day where you're a nazir and you're a mitzvah mochlad. But Yemei Hesker does count. However, Tosfos said, and I mentioned this yesterday, Tosfos on the Mishnah says it's only the Yemei Hesgera, it's only if it's one of the two options that don't result in you becoming a mitzvah. Meaning, if it was Amar Be'enam or it was Keha Nega. But if you actually turn into a full mitzvah, then the Yemei Hesker are actually also going to stop. Those are not going to count towards you, Naziris. Okay. You won't know till after, correct. Yeah, I mean, either way, you're counting days, right? Now the question is, are you counting it with a green check mark, right? Or a red X? Either way, it's a day, right? Now the question is, will it count after you're done with the process? Okay, now, so that's point number one. Point number two that we have to address is, we know that a Nazir has to present himself at the completion of his Naziris with 30 days worth of growth. Here. That is the way we understood, and based on the previous sugyas we have in the last couple months, that meaning if a Nazir goes ahead and shaves his head, so we said it's Seiser. We learned it from Sukkim. We said it's Seiser. Why? Because he needs to present himself at the end of his Nazir's process with 30 days worth of growth. So with that in mind, we know that a Mitzaira also has two Taglachas. He's going to have a Taglachas after the nega goes away, and then he has 7 days of purification. This is the second taglachas. Okay, so ostensibly, just think about it logically, since if you're a nazir and you're mitzera, so we know based on what type of day it is, it's going to stop. But the point is, you're going to go through a taglachas anyways, so you have to have at least 30 days from your second taglachas of naziris, no matter where you're up to in your count. So Zukta Mishnah says, Maschul l'mayna, Amar Rav Chista. By the way, this whole idea that, again, we had three categories. Nazir Tamei, it's Seiser the Naziris. We had Mitzaira is going to stop the Naziris. Your days don't count. It's not Seiser what you did already. But once you're done being a Mitzaira, you pick up the process. And then we had the third category, which was Zav Zava, and you may ask Yerushal Mitzaira, that those days actually count as counts towards your commitment of Naziris. So this, and we're going in the middle one, meaning that a Mitzaira will stop the count of the days of the Nazir. Amar Rav Chista lo shanu ela b'Naziris mu'etes. It's only a Naziris mu'etes. Avo b'Naziris merubava mislak nami sokenle. Okay, so he's saying, Rav Chista is saying, that the days will actually count. That this that we said the days don't count, it's technical. Because you need to have 30 days worth of growth. But let's say, use the example I gave, let's say you had 100-day Naziris, and let's say you became a Nazir after day 30. Sorry, you became a Mitzaira after day 30. So you had 100-day Naziris, you became a Mitzaira after day 30. Let's say you spent 3 weeks cleaning it up, 21 days. You still have 49 days left. So we're going to say that the 21 days actually are Oila towards your Yemei Naziris. Okay, so it's only a Naziris Mu'etes. So the Gemara asks, so that's Rav Chista's din. Okay, which severely limits this whole concept, what we consider this concept of a Mitzaira Mukhlat. And you may sefurai, it doesn't actually stop the Naziris. Again, it's no different than if you shaved your hair. You need to present yourself with 30 days at the end. Okay, so that severely changes or limits what the chiddush of the Mishnah is. So masiv Rav Shiravya, maschulu mayna miyad. So let's see. Our Mishnah said, again, if a Nazir became a Mitzaira, maschulu mayna miyad, he's going to immediately begin counting, meaning after he clears up the Mitzaira. He's telling me when he's a Mitzaira, but once he clears it up, or any of these cases listed in the Mishnah where it's not Seiser, so it's Maschul L'mayna Miyad. If it's not Seiser, again, the day where your Tamei doesn't count, but Maschul L'mayna Miyad, you just immediately resume counting. Now, so this is, it's not really a direct quote of our Mishnah, but Tosfos says it is. That's what we meant to say. I'm going to read, okay, so pile it on. Lashon Nazir Mishnah, that he's basically taking, it's not an exact, like I said, an exact quote of our Mishnah, but it's this idea.
When he finishes the Mitzvahs, if he's a Mitzvah Muskar, then he can continue counting his Aziris.
What we're saying is, let's forget about Mitzvah Muskar right now.
When he finishes the Mitzvahs, 97 days, these 7 days, the Oyle they not?
No, they're not. That was Yimei Sefara, Yimei Gemara. That counts both.
So even after 7 days, it's...
Yeah, and the way we understood it was, let's say, if we set up the situation, if it's a Naziris of 100 days, right, and it becomes a Nazir after day 30, and it takes him 21 days to clean up, to finish both the Mukhlat and the... And the Yemei Sefar, right? Again, according to Tosfos, also the Mehes Gera has to fit in there, because if it's Mehes Gera, don't count unless you end up becoming. But okay, so you cleaned it up. Now you have 49 days left. So what we're saying is, the way we push a reading of the Mishnah was that no, since you became a Metzayra on day 30, you have to keep 70 days now. That stopped. What Rav Chista is saying is no, you only have to keep 49 days. Because the whole din that it stops your Naziris is only by a Naziris Mu'etes. But if it's a Naziris Merubah, then of course you can count those days. Okay, Masav L'Rav Shravya. So here comes the first kasha. Maschal U'mayna Miyad. Our Mishnah said Maschal U'mayna Miyad. We said this is our Mishnah. Taisu says this is our Mishnah, even though it doesn't look like it. Vein Mevatel Menas HaKoyimin. It's not going to be Mevatel the earlier days. Meaning it's not Saiser. You can resume counting. Now, B'mai, what case of a Nazir are we talking about? Elim ibn Naziris Mu'atas, if we're talking about a Naziris Mu'atas, meaning like you, Rav Chista, wanted to say, that there's only time, you can only resume something that you had to stop. The Mishnah is clearly saying you resume. So that means you had to stop. Now, what would be the case you had to stop? According to Rav Chista, there's only one case which you have to stop, which is a Naziris Mu'atas. But if it's a Naziris Merubah, then you wouldn't have to stop. That's what Rav Chista holds. So Elim ibn Naziris Mu'atas, Kabay Gidosar. Well, there's no Havamina to say that... So there's no havamina to say it's not mevatel the kaidmin. Of course it's going to be mevatel the kaidmin. So if you have a 30-day naziris, and you become a metzayra on day 10, so of course you're going to lose your first 10 days. Because after you're done with your metzayra, forget about resuming, right? You need to have 30 days of growth after you're finished being a metzayra. You have to have 30 days of growth in order to present yourself for the final process of Naziris B'Tahara. So how could you take, again, we're saying that the case of Metzayra, our Mishnah said, is it's not Saiser, but you do need to resume. Now, if you're talking about a Stam Naziris of Lamed Yayim, of course it's Saiser, what you kept before. Because I always, whenever I'm done being a Metzayra, I'm always going to have to keep the whole 30 days. So that is going to be Saiser. Okay, so El Olah B'Naziris Merubah. We must be talking about Naziris Merubah. And yet, what does our Mishnah say? B'Katani Maschalu B'Nei Miyad. Okay, and it clearly says in our Mishnah that you resume. Our Mishnah can't be talking about a Naziris Mu'atas. So at this point, we're thinking there's two possibilities of Naziris. It's either a 30-day Naziris, which you're going to be Saiser, or it's a Naziris Merubah, in which case you're going to stop. So we see Rav Chista is wrong. Even if you have 50 days left on your count, it's still going to stop it. So the Gemara says, no, there's a third example. Humaisav lav humefarek la b'Naziris bas chamishim yayim. That we can be talking about, and again, Tosfos says that these days are la dafka. But we could, for instance, we could set this up. If it's a 30-day Naziris, you're right, it's Saiser. If it's a Naziris that's 50 days, di Yosef Esrin, vis Yelida Beit Saras, and then you had Saras on day 20, Megaleach, okay, Saras, Ivahadr, Yosef Tlasin Yoimim, di Nazir. So what's going to happen is that, let's say day 20 you become a Mitzaira, then you have to stop, because all you have left in your Naziris is how much? 30 days. So you need to save those 30 days for your post-Sarah. So in this situation, of course you're going to have to stop, because you need to leave yourself 30 good days, 30 days worth of growth at the end. Okay, so again, Mas Chamishim Yoim, the Yosef Esrin, you kept 20 days. V'yisyal David Saras, then you had Saras. Megalech Saratoy, you're going to be Megalech Saras. V'hadar Yosef Talson Yoim, and then you're going to sit 30 days. The Nazir, why? Daha Isle Gidlsar, because now you have Gidlsar. So essentially, the way we're setting it up, according to Rav Chista, is there's three possibilities when it comes. When our Mishnah said, we had a general rule, okay? We were discussing this idea that Mitzayra, it's going to stop your count of Naziris. It's really flawed on both ends. Okay, because we said it's going to stop your Naziris, not be Saiser. Well, it's all situational. That's what it comes down now, according to Rav Chista. We're going to ask a couple shilos on Rav Chista. It's going to go until Nun Vav Amud Beis. Okay, but at this point, what we're saying is, even though it seems like our Mishnah was coming up with this Mechudesh Tikkun case, it's not really true, right? It's not really true when you play it out, the scenarios. Meaning, again, what is a scenario which a Nazir is Tamei, that it's not going to be Saiser your Kaidman, and you're going to have to stop? Well, that's very limited. That's when, let's play, there's three possibilities. Either a Naziris of 30 days, or we have less than 30 days left, okay? Then it's going to be Saiser what you kept, because you always need 30 days. So it is Saiser. Okay? And then what happens on the flip side if you have a Naziris, according to Rav Chista, that's 100-day Naziris, and you're 50 days in when you're done being a Metzaira, then according to Rav Chista, you don't even have to stop. You can count those days, meaning the days where you were actually tummy count towards your 100 days because you had 30 days. The case in which we're talking about where you have to stop, and it's not Seisr, is limited to a case. What we're saying is you can continue counting tummy days up until there's going to be 30 days left. Then you have to stop because you need to keep 30 more days. Okay, so it's a very limited, it's not as much as a mechudesh dika idea. It's this, it's that you need, and in reality, we have to work this out, but in reality, I mean, really, we said that you may, be'emes amru, you may hazav, v'hazav, you may hazgeri shal matzari elu olamlai, that there are olamlai as well. Well, if you think about it, yeah, there are olamlai, but these are all semantics. It all depends on the situation. At the end of the day, you need to present yourself as a Nazir B'Tahara to go through the exit process of a Nazir B'Tahara with 30 days worth of Taglachas. So Mitzvah is really no different. It's not going to be Seisr unless you run into your 30 days. And so Rav Chista is coming in Rav Chista. It's without Rav Chista, then you understand that even in Aziris, where you have plenty of days left, the din by Mitzvah is like the days Yemei Tumah, like any of the other Yemei Tumah, where you're not going to be a Nazir Tameh, meaning you had less than a shear that would make you go through a Naziris B'Tumah, Taglachas, Shvi, Hazah, even if you need Hazah, but Taglachas, those days would not count towards your Naziris. That was the way we understood it. Al Pipashas, they would be similar to Mitzvah. Rav Chista is saying no. The Mitzvah inherently can count towards your Naziris as long as you're going to be left with 30 days. So we said, just give me one second. So we had, just to quickly review, so we really picked up, we split today's daf into the two sugyas, and that was yesterday discussing the shaila of whether our Mishnah said that Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is going to be one of the Tumas, it's a Tumah D'Rabbanan, it's going to be one of the Tumas that a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, okay, and we said, the Gemara had a shaila on yesterday's daf, we had a shaila whether it's Mishum Avir or Mishum Gusha, which we explained that is it Avira that the Rabbanon were guys where they didn't want people leaving Eretz Yisrael. So when you go into the Avira of Chutz La'aretz, even if you never step foot on the ground, that's why you're tummy. Or is it Mishum Gusha because there's a real concern that there's an Etzem Mitzara like we saw on Nundal and Amid Aleph. We saw that the bones of the Goyim would be Metama Tumas Maga. Okay, so it is a concern because of that. Is that the Gzeira? And we wanted to say that it should be like the Machlokes Tanoim. That the case was Hanichnas La'aretz Ha'amim. You come to Chutz La'aretz B'Shei Teva Migdal. And Rebbe Yehuda said that you're going to be Tahar, and Rebbe said you're going to be Tameh. So it sounds like, according to Rebbe Yehuda, you're going to be Tahar because it's Mishum, Rebbe, that it's Mishum Gusha. And if you're in the Shade of Tevo Migdal, you're not on the ground. You have something protecting you. And according to Rebbe, you're going to be Tameh because it's Mishum Avira. That's what we wanted to say. And those are the Yitzadim. And we have three ways of being Deichet. The first one was that it's Kulei Yama, it's Mishum Gusha. And the whole Machlokes is whether the Shade of Tevo Migdal oil, Zarek Shmei oil. The second answer, we shrugged that up. We asked Akasha, because then you'd have to say Rishi Yehuda holds that oil, Zarek is Shmei oil. And that wouldn't work with the Brisa we had, even though it does work at the end. Then we said, Kulei Yama Mishum Avira. What's the Machlokes? Again, maybe this whole thing is Mishum Avira. The Rabbanon made it up because you went to Chutz La'aretz. Maybe they only were geyser when you came in a normal way. Going in a shaded table, yes, going in a wagon, that's a normal way. Going in a boat, that's a normal way. Box made for transporting. But a shaded table, Migdal, closet or something like that is not. Okay? And therefore, they weren't geyser. And that could be the Machlokes Tanoim. Or we said, at the end, the whole Machlokes Tanoim is, it's a gzeira, meaning, of course, Mishum Gusha. And of course, oil zarek shmei oil. That it is considered, you're on the ground, you're in the box, however you got there, technically, fine. But you're on the ground, you're in the box, you're protected, except is there a gzeira that you might come and walk out of the box. And therefore, right, that is the whole machlokes tanaim, but we were not poshut the shaila. Then we discussed the idea of Mitzvah, where it seemed like in the Mishnah, then Mitzvah pauses, Rav Chista comes and says, well, it's not so simple that it pauses. It's only by Naziris Mu'etes that it's not Seisr and pauses. Okay, but in Naziris Meruba, you could actually count your days of being a Metzaira towards your commitment of days of Naziris. And we tried to ask from our Mishnah, what do you mean? Our Mishnah said, you have a very specific case. It's not Seisr, and you resume, which means it pauses. Well, we can't be talking about a Naziris Mu'etes, Stam Naziris Lamed Yoyim, because it would be Seisr. You always need 30 days after you're done. So if you kept 10 days, well, of course it's going to be Seisr those 10 days. So, Elamai must be Naziris Meruba, And we see that Rav Chisda is wrong. Even by Nesiris Merubah, a Mitzarah will have to pause for the days where he's tameh. And the Gemara answered, no, that there's really a third category. It depends. If there's plenty of days left, then it doesn't pause. You can count the days of Mitzarah in Rav Chisda, at least. Okay? If it's a Stam Nesiris, it would be actually Seisr. And again, the Goldilocks scenario in which we say, Ve'ena Seisr Sakayt Menu Maskul Amayim, it's not Seisr, but it is. It does cause you to resume. That would be a very specific situation where you became a mitzayra 20 days into a 50-day naziras, where what we're saying is you have to stop because you always need to leave yourself 30 days at the end.